Hey, sports fans, this is Tony. Thanks for tuning in. First thing I'm going to ask in this little audio experiment that I'm putting together is that you don't tell Lenny Kravitz I'm using his song for an intro and an outro. I really enjoy that song, Are You Gonna Go My Way? And it's never played on the radio anymore. However, I don't think it's royalty-free, and I don't want to happen to me what happened to Doc Brown when the Libyans found out he was bogarting their plutonium.
Oh my God. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
Work hard, Marty!
Who do you think? The Libyans!
Yeah, I'm probably not supposed to be playing that clip either, but this is the first of what I still hesitate to call a podcast. I think if you label this a podcast, there's going to be implied regularity to it, and I'm not sure that that's going to happen. But thanks for being along for the ride. Should this gain any traction, I'm kicking around the title Monster in Your Ear, which some of you know if you've been to my website, monstercards.net. I have a section of my writing that's under the column Inside My Brain, and so I'm going to stick with a body part theme. So to kick this off, I'd like to say hi to three different groups. The first will be family and friends who keep up with me. Second, the people that I know from St. Louis, everybody who's on my mailing list or comes out to see me on my monthly trek down there to shows. And third would be any new followers that I've picked up recently on Facebook. Unbeknownst to me, when you get to 50 likes on your business page, they throw $50 in free advertising credits at you. And at first I didn't know what to do with that. In fact, I just let it sit in my email inbox until they sent me the same email for the second time. I said, hey, why not use this and see what comes of it? As it turns out, in just a few weeks, I had 50 new followers. So I'd like to give a special thank you to anybody who saw my little advertisement and clicked through it and liked Monster Cards. For you people, this will be an introduction to me more so than what I've simply posted on my Facebook page. As many of you who know me can already tell, I'm a better writer than I am a speaker. But there is something about this audio format that I really enjoy. I think it's a fun way to communicate. And so bear with me here. I hope to get better. I hope to have a little bit more time to put into some of the drops and also just research some stories so I can talk about some interesting stuff. Card world, but also branching out into sports, music, TV, other things that I enjoy. Today I'll tackle a big and pretty obvious target in the news. Between today and the date of the next show on March 3rd, Golden Auctions is going to open, and their featured lot is a T206 Wagner that's graded by PSA 5MC. You're getting a lot of attention put on the fact that it's graded a 5, but not much that it has that MC qualifier, which you probably know stands for miscut. But you wouldn't know that from all the conversation that's happening around the card. I saw an interview with Joe Orlando where he mentions the MC qualifier, doesn't identify it as miscut, but rather mentions the fact that the card is jumbo. I find that jumbo terminology partially accurate. I also find it partially hilarious. But as to the accuracy, usually when a grading company receives a card that is oversized, what they'll do is put it into a plastic sleeve and then put it in a holder that will accommodate a slightly larger card. In this case, it's in a regular holder and is given the designation MC. If you get a chance to see this card, sure, and take a look at the back, it's a little bit more apparent that it has a diamond cut. And yet this is being presented as a positive instead of a detraction. In fact, this miscut qualifier is a step worse than just OC or off-center. But I suppose when the estimated price of this card is somewhere between $1.5 and $2 million, they're going to spin it however they can to maximize it. I think it's funny that they're using that term jumbo, though. It's such a male-dominated hobby that you would never go out of your way to describe a woman like that, say that she was jumbo as a sales characteristic. Moving along quickly, the rest of that auction has some nice items as well. There's a 1933 Gaudi Naplajouet, which was a rare card, only through mail order redemption. Also a Thomas Jefferson autograph. And then in other auction news, Heritage has what they're calling Platinum Night, and that's going to end this weekend. A lot of items from Mike Eruzione and the Miracle on Ice U.S. Olympic hockey team from 1980, including a gold medal, not his, but a teammate's, but also Eruzione's stick and the jersey that he wore in the Miracle on Ice game. But whether it's a Wagner or the Miracle on Ice memorabilia, whether you have the Black Swamp find of all the high-grade E98s, or someone picks up the oldest card ever produced at a yard sale, it's always nice when there's big enough news in the hobby, cards or memorabilia, to where it bleeds into some of the national news. Nice to have that exposure, nice to have those extra eyeballs, and a little bit of promotion for our hobby. On that high note, I think we have a good place to wrap up the pilot of this audio experiment. In the future, I hope to answer some questions for you, whether they're about me, Monster Cards, or the hobby in general. You can reach me in a variety of places. Facebook, I'm listed as Monster Cards. Twitter, I'm at Monster Cards. Or my website, monstercards.net. You can also find me in person in St. Louis Sunday, March 3rd and Sunday, April 7th at the Orlando Gardens Banquet Center. Thanks again for listening, and remember, whoever or whatever you're doing, have fun.